IVM. All right. Hello. Welcome to Football Twaddle. My name is Saru. And yes, my friend, what's up with you?
Hello. What's up?
Are you also participating in the conversation where your life moves week on week and FPL to FPL and game week to game week? And if that monotony is broken, you don't know what to do with your life. Are you in that phase?
No, I'm doing well with a break right now. I don't care too much for football. So, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, before we get to the actual football, I just read the news that Russia wants to bid for 2032 euros. Their team is not allowed to play anywhere. Countries are refusing to play with them. But yeah, these guys want to bid for 2032 euros. That is amazing, no?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they think that Ukraine and Russia will be one country by then. So,
oh, yeah. So you can join the bid.
Yeah, yeah. So some games will play in Kiev, some games will play in Luzhniki.
Oh, like that.
All good.
All right. Did you watch the El Clasico?
Yes, I rewatched bits of it because it was too late for Indian time.
But, I thought you were so looking forward to it. Wasn't it the game of the week for you?
It was the game of the week, but it was too late and Karim Bhai is injured. So.
Oh, what happened
to him? Ancelotti was playing a weird formation and after the first goal went in, I just knew that this is not going to be worth staying up for.
To watch a Barcelona win. Is that where we are now?
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, even what pleased me was the way that the players were celebrating this win. And having followed a club like Manchester United in the last decade, a big indicator of a club in decline is when you start enjoying wins of individual games rather than achieving something significant and whatever trophies and things like that.
If you were Roy Keane, what would you say? Looking at the players, enjoy the celebrations.
I would have told them that this is embarrassing. You got to look at yourself in the mirror.
You need to be louder. It could be embarrassing, but you need to be louder, no?
Yeah, probably. But these days in commentary, at least, or whatever, the analysis that Roy Keane does, he says all his zingers in a very calm and slow manner.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually Mikarji. He's the one making all the noise with his loud laughs and all.
Dude, he's so much fun. I love Mikarji Richards. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He riles so many people up. I think.
Yeah, he's good TV.
Week or 10 days ago, he was a comment that he said that, you know, the level of performance which Benzema is producing right now, he's finally coming to a level which is close to Harry Kane.
Oh God.
So apart from his laughs and personality, there are some zingers he throws out there, which is kind of hilarious. Has there ever been a transfer which is a win-win-win, right? So Barcelona needed Aubameyang to desperately. Aubameyang is definitely scoring so many goals, more goals, and he's happier. And he's met troops. Right?
That's true.
And Arsenal has gotten rid of him on the wage bill and it's a happier dressing room. And even they're doing well. Man, is this happiness, is this what an ideal transfer should look like where every party benefits?
No, but the footballing world in general has lost, right? I mean, Arsenal fans are enjoying themselves. Barcelona are winning. That's I don't know. The net benefit to the world is limited thanks to such sensations in the air.
So you're saying it's a win-win-win, but a big loss. You obviously saw the games of all the clubs you hate because I saw you commenting on WhatsApp on how Nottingham Forest were robbed.
Yeah, absolutely.
By VAR.
I mean, they are partially to blame themselves as well. They had few gilt-edged chances which they missed out on. And especially, I mean, just before the goal, one of their strikers had just the goalkeeper to beat and missed. And Liverpool literally went to the other side and scored. I don't know, maybe at whatever stadium they play in Nottingham, they cut the grass in a weird pattern or something like that. Like their lines are not straight on the grass because On TV, that looked pretty offside.
Yeah, on TV, it looked offside. Because after you said that comment, I went to the Truth channel, Twitter, to check if it's actually right. But I think it was your mind playing games with you.
Maybe.
But it was actually quite onside, to be fair to Liverpool. They march along. Let me talk a little about Manchester United. Gary Neville says it's pathetic. People are going to concerts, going to watch cricket matches. They're going to like have dinner. You know, yesteryears, if we lost a game, forget getting out of Europe, we would be hiding in shame. But this lot, they've just gone to the dogs. I'm obviously paraphrasing a lot here, but the gist you get, right? So a lot of people replied, "Bhai, in your time, there was no mobile phone." So where do you stand on this balance? Like, should Rashford stop eating? The feeder should stop eating food now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Gary is smoking because, his generation was slightly better, but like his seniors or whatever used to probably hide themselves, but not in shame, but in gallons and gallons of beer. I mean, that's how much their professionalism was. They used to be in some watering hole. And that this went across the country, right? I mean, this drinking culture has changed quite recently, I believe. And like how you mentioned, the paparazzi back then needed like expensive cameras and stuff. Today, anybody can be a paparazzi and capture them doing things. And Gary really needs to get off his high horse and take a chill pill.
Yeah, man. I mean, and if you're talking about 90s, I don't think the footballers were paid as much. Footballers' wage was like a little over the average working guy's wage, which is not the case now, right?
Yeah, but fair. I mean, and what he was complaining about, I mean, it's not like they were having a rager with designer drugs as far as we know. So,
dude, why can't the players also like... Oh God, why can't they just like not click a picture? Or if they click a picture, not post it on social media? What is this need, this compulsive need to like post it on social media for? Like, can't you keep quiet for a week?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, again, even social media handling is relatively new. So probably it's a stiff learning curve for their PR teams to, you know, at least go on whatever app they're using for football and check what the result is before doing all this crap.
Oh, yeah. Just go to One Football. Look, I'm giving free publicity here to One Football, if that's what their name is. What else is happening, Yash, in the world of football? Did you know Paul Pogba was depressed?
I don't think he's clinically depressed.
No. This is in the news all over. Paul Pogba opens up with struggles with depression. The headline, it started when I was with Jose Mourinho.
Clearly. Yeah, when the headline starts like that, you know it's not going to end well.
Okay, so this is a guy called Vidit Dhawan has written it for Republic World. Republic World is our guys. Arnabs.
Yeah, what the Okay.
Yeah, but I've read it anyway.
You need a more credible source.
No, dude, it's everywhere. It was on BBC as well. So let me read about what Vidit Dhawan has written. Pogba has shockingly revealed that he has suffered depression several times during his career and an illness that began during Jose's first stint at Old Trafford.
First?
Dude, it's Vidit Dhawan writing. Right. He probably hasn't Googled that how many stints Jose's had with Chelsea and Arsenal, not Arsenal, and Manchester United. But anyways, he said Uncle Patrice helped him a lot, Yash.
I guess there's some French connection there.
Okay, but more
and,
important.
But on a serious note, he should be consulting professionals and not Uncle Patrice. Because given Uncle Patrice's social media content, I'm not sure he's the right person to speak to if you're depressed.
I know, but this is what he says. So I don't know, like, I don't know. Like when he says, and you can't do it all alone. I talk a lot with Uncle Pat, which is Patrice, former players who lived it, because they'll understand you right away. Talking, being listened to, getting out all this anger and depression that gnaws at you. It's mandatory for me. So now it's a little confusing. Did he have depression or he was just sad?
Hey, God knows, man. I mean, this is not something that I have expertise in, but as far as I know, I mean, most of the world has accepted depression as a like a disease. It's right. So instead of random uncles, you should be taking professional help. And as you mentioned, these guys are earning big salaries and
yeah.
So let's hope he has had professional help, and this Uncle Petri stuff is just to, you know, just to mention a familiar name to the media.
Yeah.
But this guy and
more importantly in this interview, and Paul Pogba talks a lot when he goes for, to play for France. He just doesn't shut up. Right. So anyway, in this interview, he says, to be honest, I'm not satisfied by the last five seasons. I am really not. For this year, it's over. We still won't win anything, whether it's Manchester or in any other club. I want to win trophies. Is that the clearest indication that it's done?
Let's hope so. I mean, it's, I mean, I've mentioned it for over a year that his, this transfer has clearly not worked out. It was not made for the right reasons. And I mean, it's the fact that he's going on a free, it's a good thing, because there'll be no drama. There'll be no transfer saga. He'll be out of the door once it's done.
Okay. Did you read about Saka's comments about him wanting referees to protect him more? And Gerrard said, grow up or something like that.
Yeah, but this is something expected, right? Because Gerrard was supposed to be one of those hard midfielders with, you know, crunching flying tackles.
You and I can't wait for him to become Liverpool manager. I think we'll get fangs out.
So, yeah.
But does Saka have a legitimate complaint?
Yeah, I didn't watch the Arsenal game, so I don't know what tackles are flying into him. But it seems that he was being marked by Ashley Young.
No, I think he was talking about Tyrone Mings' tackle to him.
Yeah, fair enough. But he was playing on the wing and Ashley Young was marking him. And knowing Ashley Young, I'm sure Saka can handle Ashley Young tackles. Ming is a different prospect, but okay, whatever.
So you're saying that Saka has no legitimacy because Ashley Young was in the squad?
Not at all. I mean, he's a poor, sweet old man that he's complaining about.
But he only scored the goal.
Yeah, he's having a good time, man. I mean, sadly.
Did you watch any FA Cup other than the Liverpool one?
I did not watch City. I should have watched Everton getting destroyed by Crystal Palace.
Okay, no. What pressing matter you had that you could not watch your favorite manager?
It was too early, dude. Like, I had other work
stuff. El Clasico was too late. Yeah. Everton getting thrashed was too early.
Yeah, that's true. Football, man. Football needs like a... There should be like a 20-minute version of football, 2020.
Man... Okay, but Chelsea beat Middlesbrough. So,
that was coming, right? I mean, Middlesbrough's whatever.
It was a hard-fought win from what I read. So, clearly Middlesbrough were up for the game. But the poor guys of Chelsea showed hunger in their belly. And
are they not getting fed now?
There's no food. There's rationing of food. Did you read report where Chelsea has requested UEFA?
Yeah, they need a lift from the Man City flight. God, that's embarrassing.
Sure, it's not that bad, is it?
Yeah, I mean, as you had mentioned last time, the players have all said that we'll book our own flights or whatever. So
you don't have to go by a private plane. I'm sure connectivity from London to Madrid is good enough.
Yeah, dude. They can book Ryanair and go.
Yeah, just book the entire Ryanair flight, no?
Yeah.
With your own money.
Yeah. Maybe it'll get reimbursed or whatever.
Yes. If you submit boarding passes, you will get reimbursement. That used to be there in my previous company. That the ticket is not enough. How am I kaise pata that you actually taken this flight? I'm like, what the hell? I'm sitting in office just booking flights or what? So they cut my reimbursement because I could not produce 3 boarding passes. From 20 grand.
Yeah, but speaking of which, now it could be a decent scam if, like, you know, if a decent chunk of the money is returned, booking amount is returned after at cancellation.
Dude, someone in the company will know. No, it was a consulting company. Client will say, this guy did not turn up.
What if you take the train there? the arbitrage just needs to work out, dude. That's all you.
If I had to travel from... Okay, fine. Let's work this out. If I had to travel from Delhi to Bombay, The train is 20 hours, right? So now no one in my office will see me for one entire day because I need to make that sum, like 2,000 rupees from this arbitrage. Wow. You should be in the accounts departments of companies. No one will get reimbursement. Anyway, what is the latest on Chelsea buying? Or should we do that after the break?
It's up to you, buddy.
All right, fine. Let's take a break right now because I don't think Yash and I are very clear about what's happening with people buying Chelsea. Weren't bids supposed to be in by Friday and things like that?
Right.
Fair enough. So anyway, we'll take a break and then we'll talk about this Magnum saga, whatever. So stay tuned to Football Twaddle. Welcome back to Football Twaddle. Yes, I have an article from Sky Sports with me, which says Chelsea sale, Ricketts family fly to London as race to buy the Blues hots up. So, who is Ricketts family? He is the owner of Chicago Cubs, Tom Ricketts. Oh, he has submitted a bid. Not bad.
But then again, you know, he's an American owner. You'll need to find out where the money is coming from. If it's if it's debt backed, then Chelsea will be paying loan repayments every year. Plus, these guys might want dividends because I don't know how much money is there in US baseball. God knows.
Okay. But the Chelsea fans over forum overseas representative has also said the Ricketts political donations, fundraising and support for candidates who do not share the inclusive views of Chelsea Football Club and its supporters are wholly inconsistent with the 19 years of fantastic work done by club and Chelsea Foundation. So the Chelsea overseas fans are okay with Roman Abramovich, who is like a Putin man. But they have a problem with the Ricketts family because they are not inclusive enough.
Maybe he gave like $1 billion to Donald Trump to get elected. But come on, I mean, compared to Putin, what's that?
Dude, this is just crazy. It just goes on. On the behalf of countless supporters worldwide, I urge you to reject their bid for ownership of Chelsea Football Club in favor of others who will commit not only building upon the last two decades of investment in players and infrastructure, but equally important, the investment in supporters and the values which we hold dear. If not, I fear many Chelsea supporters will be booing in a year. I hope he doesn't buy the club. This is not good.
I think they're aware of what I said before, and they're just hoping for a Middle East sugar daddy to come in. They don't want all this American capitalism crap.
Oh, what are you saying? So they want a Middle East sugar daddy who doesn't make political donations, who is a politician himself.
He doesn't need donations because he has all the money.
What about like the beheadings and all those things? Or are they okay with it?
I'm sure there's a Chinese wall between that department and the football department.
As long as the beheadings are inclusive, that they kill everyone. I think the Chelsea fans, overseas fans, are very happy with it. So, this continues. This is such a good start. The Ricketts family have replied. They said in a statement that if they are successful, they will actively promote the values of diversity and inclusion. That means if they are not successful, they don't give a shit about diversity and inclusion.
Now you mentioned diversity and inclusion. I think I can imagine, you know, them being pissed off at the fact that this Chicago Cubs owner said that trans women should not participate in sports or something like that. minor of that sort.
He can say anything at this point. Like, look at the lines they said. Racism and Islamophobia have no place whatsoever in our society. We have developed deep and abiding partnerships with the Muslim community in Chicago, as well as with all the communities of all colors.
What the hell is this guy doing in Chicago? I thought...
Dude... Wait, I changed my mind. I hope this guy buys Chelsea. Man, so Sky Sports...
Yeah, is this guy like the new Al Capone or something?
Rickets, I hope they get it. Anyway, so Sky Sports had to, like, you know, show both the sides of the story. So they got a former Chelsea winger, Paul Canoville.
as we should ask our pre 2003 Chelsea fans.
What? That's only me. I was. And I was not even, like, I was not, like, way pre 2003. I was 2002. It was not very far away.
Also, do you remember this guy? Or is he, like, old?
Paul Canoville. Like, no, I don't remember him, but since we're talking about him. But Sky Sports had thought that they had to highlight Paul Canoville's tweet.
Right.
Okay. So, this is the Rickett family story. The Chicago Cubs owners are backed by billionaire hedge fund manager Ken Griffin, who is the most valuable individual associated with Chelsea bidding process. They are in a race with the consortium led by Los Angeles Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly and some old spiffs. And apart from that, I think you said that there is a Saudi group which has put in money and a Turkish.
Some Turkish guy.
Yeah, so dude. So in your esteemed football knowledge and your your hatred for, not hatred not, but your dislike for the club, who would you want to be owner of Chelsea?
Yeah, maybe the Turkish guy. He sounds like a easy transition from Roman, right? So.
Really? He'll Ghanaian sort of businessman.
I don't think Chelsea have that much color, dude.
He wants to make Chelsea the number one club in Ghana.
Okay. I mean, there are easier ways to do that than just buying Chelsea.
I think it's already the number one club in Ghana, but whatever. Man, but I want this Rickett family guy. This guy seems so attuned into everything that's happening in the world. Anyway, enough of that. Which player impressed you, Yash, last week?
Oh, man. What a bad weekend.
You can choose any player. That's okay.
Yeah, I think I will go with Heung-Min Son, if nothing else. It was great for all the FPL peeps.
Oh.
And it was a decently important game because West Ham was sort of in the top four race. Now they're out properly.
They're out,
Spurs are back in.
I like Son, so I would agree with that. But did you see West Ham beat Sevilla 2-0? Dude,
that was brilliant. Yeah, dude, that seems like so long ago. And given that I'm backing West Ham to go all the way, that was like a shining.
That was so good. I'm very happy David Moyes finally is like at peace with himself. And he's redeemed himself as a manager. So,
and there was a Ukrainian goal scorer as well.
Oh, in that game. Yarmolenko. Yeah, but even Leicester going well as well. Now they're playing PSV Eindhoven. These clubs are at it at Europa League. I'm very happy.
I hope they go all the way. It'll be good for England.
I mean, Champions League, I'm not too sure who I want to win. Atletico Madrid. I want Atletico Madrid to win Champions League. I want Leicester or West Ham to win Europa League. And I want my Roma to win.
So Leicester is in
Conference.
Conference, yeah.
No, they're in Europa. Yes. What are you saying?
No, dude.
Are yaar.
They are in conference with your Roma.
Really? Oh, shit.
They beat Rennes in...
Oh, yeah. I know. I thought they were playing Europa. Anyway, then I don't want them to win anything. So, I want Roma to win the Conference League, West Ham the Europa, and Atletico Madrid the Champions League. There, I said it.
Nice.
Now, anyway, my player of the week is a guy called James Maddison. When a lot of Leicester players are injured and nearing fitness, he's holding the team together. They're putting together some important wins. They don't have any of the top four to play and they have a spate of games coming up. So, it's all going good for Leicester. And I think they will finish in a respectable seventh position this season. I think they're doing well.
I think they should just... I mean, if I was a manager, I would chuck the league. You're not getting relegated and there's a good chance to win another trophy. I mean, of course, Jose will stop him, but sure, he can try.
Yeah. I mean, Brendan always like freezes in front of Jose and he always loses 1-0 or 2-0 and he starts crying about how defensive football is very easy and all the things. Anyway, what are you watching this weekend? You need to pick the games. Dude, we are not watching
Turkey, Portugal then.
Is there a Turkey Portugal or are we just making up stuff?
No, that's a qualifier. That's a legit qualifier. No, that's it's a playoff that they have to win. And Italy play North Macedonia. If Italy and Portugal both win, then they play against each other for a place in the World Cup.
What about Wales and Austria? Is that a qualifier as well?
Yeah, that's a qualifier. It's somehow, I mean, the draws were not favorable for Italy and Portugal. It would have been better if they were on either side, but the other side is sort of weaker. I think Russia was on that side and they, of course, got
disqualified. That match is cancelled. Russia, Poland and Scotland, Ukraine. Both are cancelled.
Oh, so
unfortunately, our friend Vijay cannot follow Yarmolenko's career any longer. So you're watching Portugal, Turkey. I'll say Sweden, mm-hmm. Czech Republic. That's also mm-hmm. around the same time. And that's going to be an interesting game. Mm. So what's going to happen in whatever game you're choosing? Portugal, Turkey. Who's going to win?
I think Portugal will win it when they are...
Like what, 6-1?
No, Turkey are not that weak.
Yeah,
Turkey have like... steady players. So 3-3-1 they'll win.
Okay. They're weak enough.
Bernardo Silva and this guy.
Is Cristiano playing or has he like gone from Portugal to Manchester because of a hip injury?
He owns the Portugal team much more than he owns Manchester. So
that's true. Anyway, that's Yash, it was nice chatting with you. And since we both are not going to watch much football on the weekend, other than the two games we said, we need to think of a generic review or a topic to discuss for next week. So spend the weekend.
Let's pick up a banger fun topic and let's hope we get more people involved in it.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if our dear friend Baru is available, if he's prepared. All right. On that note, Yash, take care, man.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.